It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
And a good Friday afternoon, everyone. Wade Gerstner with you on 96.9 The Pulse, along with our studio engineer back in Hiawatha, Captain Kurt Tillman. As today we have two games for you on both the Silver Lake Channel and 96.9 The Pulse. In fact, three games on 96.9 The Pulse, as it is the Silver Lake boys against Heston in its boys 3A third place game. And then at 3:15 roughly, or 3:30, it'll be the Silver Lake girls in the state semifinals taking on Holcomb. And at 5:30 tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, the St. Mary's boys against Sterling. Brandon Tadman will have the call for you from Emporia. Silver Lake boys coming off a loss to Collegiate yesterday in the state semifinals, 57-43. They gave Collegiate all they could handle, led at 30-29 in the third. Collegiate went on a 17-4 run and were able to pull away and win it by 14. Silver Lake 21-7 on the year. They'll take on Heston. And Heston, what do they have left in the tank? The Heston boys, winners of four of the last five titles in 3A, won it all last year. They will not win it this year. They lost a heartbreaker. And you talk about heartbreaker. They lost in triple overtime last night. The game didn't go over until up to 10 o'clock against the three-seed Burlington. Triple overtime. Burlington hit a three-pointer to tie it, a lucky bounce of the ball all over the rim to force triple overtime, and then hit a buzzer beater to beat Heston in the final second in triple overtime. Burlington playing Collegiate for the championship. Heston has to turn around, have a 13-hour turnaround from last night to today for their pregame shoot around at 11, and they'll take on Silver Lake for the second time this year. Silver Lake lost the first meeting to Heston back at the Rock Creek Tournament in December, 70-54. We'll tell you more about these teams coming up, but first, a two-and-a-half-minute break here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Managed, hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria, serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Captain Kurt Kilman, Wade Gerstner with you on the Silver Lake Channel and 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. Silver Lake boys 21-7, playing for third for the second straight year. losing to Collegiate yesterday, 57-43. Ja, just 37% from the floor. Civil League got 18 turnovers. Collegiate took those 18 turnovers, turned them into 29 points. Dane Johnson led the way at 14, but it was a season low for Dane. Hunter Rooks with 13, three threes. Grady Bergman, a beast on the glass again, had 12 rebounds to go along with 9 points. And it's a rematch of a game that took place in December in the first round of the Rock Creek Tournament. At the time, Heston was ranked number one, and Silver Lake was number two in the first round of the Rock Creek Tournament. And Heston came away victorious 70-54. Dane Johnson led away at 22. Camden Kruger with 14. Heston is 25-3 on the season. They'd won 6 in a row. Their losses to Hayes in the Rock Creek Tournament Championship, a 5A school, by 2, lost to Mound Ridge by 1, and then lost to Burlington in triple overtime. So there are 3 losses by a combined 4 points. So they would be undefeated. And that would be a quick turnaround after the disappointing and heartbreaking loss in triple overtime at the buzzer at Burlington last night. They're led by Drew Bartlett, who fouled out in the fourth quarter last night. Drew Bartell, I should say, a 6'6 junior center, averaging 17.7 rebounds. And then Ty Unruh, their 6'3 senior point guard, very talented, averaging 13 a game. He fouled out in the overtimes, and so Heston was a little shorthanded, but still was able to score a bucket with 3.5 seconds to play in triple overtime to take the lead. Burlington called a timeout, threw the ball to half court to a guard, Trey Over, who caught it and then had his momentum going toward the far sideline. And he pulled up on the baseline from about 16 and drilled it at the buzzer to beat Heston and squash their dreams of repeating as state champs in 3A. So what will their mindset be, the quick turnaround today for third place after playing the 8 o'clock game that didn't end until 10? Who knows when they got to the hotel and when they actually went to bed, and have to turn around and be here by at least 11 and have to play a noon game for third against Silver Lake. So it's important for Silver Lake to jump all over Heston in early going, because you don't know if Heston have much energy and be a little bit flat and lethargic. That typically happens to teams that have a heartbreaking loss the day before in the state tournament. It's Silver Lake and Heston. On the Silver Lake channel, we'll play the highlights from yesterday's game against Collegiate. And for those of you on 96.9 The Pulse, you hear from these terrific sponsors of Silver Lake basketball. Back in 2.5 minutes on the channel and on 96.9 The Pulse.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at giantcom.net.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gerstner with you from Hutch, along with our studio engineer, Captain Kurt Kilman, getting ready for the Sport Boys third place game coming up after this one at approximately 3:30. It'll be the Silver Lake Girls and State semifinals for the fifth consecutive year, taking on Holcomb. And then later tonight on 96.9, the Pulse as well, it'll be St. Mary's Boys in 2A against Sterling in the semis out of Emporia at about 5:30. Heston, seven state championships in school history, 83, 85, 14, 21, 22, 23, and last year, four last 5 years, never undefeated. We mentioned their losses by two to Hayes, by one to Mount Ridge, and by one in triple overtime to Burlington last night. Their offense, they run a motion offense, four out, one in, a lot of post touches for the big inside. They'll do some full court man-to-man pressure, half court man as well. They're led by head coach Garrett Roth, fourth year, record of 92-10, took over Greg Raleigh, who won multiple championships at Heston. Gavin Schumann, Ty Schrader are the assistants. Concerns are Heston offensive rebounding, defending off the dribble. They shared the ball well, very balanced, good defense. And they we'll see what their mindset is coming into this game after losing a triple overtime last night. Silver Lake, meanwhile, a team that is 21-7. The Eagles at state for the second straight year, the 10th time in school history. And coming off that loss to Collegiate yesterday after beating Holcomb Tuesday in the first round of state, it's a line of 47-37. We'll give you the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll take a one-minute timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Sports Arena. Hutchinson boys third place game in Class 3A State. Silver Lake and Heston meet for the second time this year. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Mammoth Sports Construction. Silver Lake, their head coach Shannon Kruger, third year and a second stint as head coach, 56-21, assisted by Lauren Ziegler and Brock LaRue. Eagles finished second in the Big East League, 9-1, had won six in a row to the loss to Collegiate yesterday, 21-7 overall. Camden Kruger, 6'3 junior guard forward. He's hit 48 threes on the year, averaging 9 points, 2.5 rebounds, double figures 11 times. Dane Johnson, 6'3 senior forward, all-leaguer, all-stater. Now 1,712 points in his career, over 600 rebounds. That's first all-time in Silver Lake in both categories, averaging 24.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Hunter Rooks, 5'9 junior point guard. He's made 25 threes on a year, averaging 6 points, 3.5 rebounds. He had 13 yesterday in the loss to Collegiate in 3 threes. Grady Bergman, a 6'3 senior forward, averaging 6.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, shooting 56% from the floor, and he's been double digits in rebounds last two games, 15 against Fairleigh Compton, Substate Finals, 12 against Collegiate yesterday. And Joel Miller, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 6.2 rebounds, rounds out the starting five for Silver Lake. So it's Kruger, Johnson, Rooks, Bergman, and Miller for the Eagles. For Heston, their starting lineup, Casey Landa, 6'3 junior forward, averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds, 1.5 assists. Gavin Larson, 5'11 junior point guard, averaging 7.5 points, 4 assists, 2 steals, 3 rebounds. Ty Unruh, 6'3 senior guard, averaging 12.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Daniel Lombreros does the dirty work for Heston, very good defender, 5'9 senior, averaging 3 points and just under 3 rebounds. And Drew Bartell, he's the big inside that's tough to deal with, 6'6 junior center, averaging 16.7 points, 6.8 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. Bartell, Lombreros, Unruh, Larson, Landis, the starting five for Heston. And we will be back on 90. We'll keep it here on the Silver Lake Channel and on 96.9 The Pulse. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Quarter and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Announcing the starting lineups here at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson, the third-place boys' game in Class 3A between Heston and Silver Lake. Well, I can give you a little background here. My son was a senior on the Beloit team 2 years ago. He was the point guard on a team that their goal all year long was to win a state title. Beloit had never won a state title. The goal was to get the first-ever state title. And the boys were ranked number one all year long, were 24-1, came to state semifinals, lost to Wellsville, who had made 12 out of 23s, and it ended the dreams of a state championship. And our boys and my son, we shared a lot of tears. And we had to turn around and come back to Hutch for a third-place game against a team we'd beaten twice earlier in the year. And my son said, full disclosure here, Dad, I don't want to play the third-place game. I said, you don't want to go out in your career with two losses, son. You're representing the school. You're representing your teammates. You got to give it all you got. I know it's not easy, but life throws you curveballs in adversity. You got to deal with it, fight through it. So the very next day, boys trailed at halftime. Lethargic, flat. You could tell they didn't really want to be there. But something happened at halftime in the locker room. Boyd woke up, and our boys won comfortably against Southeast and took home third place. Heston's facing a similar situation, except that they were number one all year long for the most part, number one or number two, defending state champs. And Heston last night didn't get beat by a team that just got hot, like Wellsville against Boyd a few years ago. Wellsville went on to win a state championship. Heston lost in triple overtime. The game ended after 10 o'clock, and they lost on a buzzer beater on top of it. And their whole goal was to win a state title, not to play for third. Silver Lake's goal was to win a state title as well after finishing third a year ago. Disappointing loss to Collegiate yesterday, but they were the underdog. Collegiate, the number one team in the state. Many people think they're going to win it all tomorrow against Burlington. Burlington has something to say about it. The point of the story is this. If Silver Lake, they're in the role of Southeast Lane a couple years ago, where you got to jump all over the team that has the quick turnaround and feeling sorry for themselves maybe a little bit because they lost in the semis last night. If you don't, Heston will probably wake up at halftime, and then who knows what happens. So if Silver Lake wants to get third, it's important that Silver Lake has more energy than Heston, and they should have more energy after Heston played all the way past 10 last night, triple overtime. Tip is controlled by Heston. They have the ball first, moving to our left. They're in the black uniforms with the white numerals outlined in the red with the red trim on the white side of the jerseys and shorts. Underneath, turning a right-hand hook, banker good by Kaysen Landis. 2-0 Heston. Now, the flip side of that argument, you could approach it as, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it, and we're going to come out, and we're going to take it out on Silver Lake if you're Heston. So, we shall see the mentality from Heston here today. Silver Lake also coming off a disappointing loss. They wanted to win a state title, but not losing at the buzzer in triple overtime. So, we'll see the psyche for both teams. Silver Lake in the white with maroon numerals and lettering. Lake in maroon on the front of the jerseys. Pass from Kruger to Johnson. Wide of his reach, deflected off of Dane's hand, out of bounds near side. Early turnover for Silver Lake. Silver Lake 21-7, Heston 25-3, second meeting of the year between the two teams. Heston in the road uniforms in the black. They're moving from right to left on your radio dial. Backing in, turning as Landis. Landis flips it out to Gavin Larson. Unruh, very good player, who took it to Silver Lake in the fourth quarter in the first meeting, and this pass inside intended for Landis to swat it out of bounds. near sideline in the corner by Dane Johnson. In that first meeting, Heston jumped out to a double-digit lead against Silver Lake at Rock Creek. Silver Lake came all the way back, cut it to two. Here's a lob in to Bartell on a foul called on the Eagles. And it'll be tough for Silver Lake to deal with Bartell at 6 foot six, a wide body, tall. Eagles really don't have anybody of that stature. And then the Eagles came all the way back and made it close. And then Unruh, who was in foul trouble in that game, he got going in the fourth quarter and really helped carry them to victory. He's a very good player, a senior point guard. Here's Bartell going to work against Bergman. Leans in, turns, shoots, and scores. Well, Heston has come out, and they are not flat. 4-0, Heston with the lead. Silver Lake with the ball. They certainly have more rest after the game yesterday than Heston did. Here is Miller. Dane posting up on the right block on the baseline. Now out front it goes to Rooks. Camden launches the three. It's up and away. That missed everything. An air ball wide right and out of bounds. And to be quite frank with you, we thought that Heston might be the team that could be flat and disappointed. And right now, it looks like it's Heston that's sharper and more focused than Silver Lake, at least in the first minute and a half. Here is Unruh, gives it up to Larson. Heston so well coached, fundamentally sound, as is Silver Lake. Here's a three off the screen set by Lumbreras. Missing the triple is Larson from the near side. Rebounded by Bergman, who has been absolutely a monster on the glass the last few games. 15 rebounds, 17 points against Barry Lee Compton, 9 points, 12 rebounds against Collegiate yesterday. Dane open, launches the three, and buries it. Dane Johnson with the three, and the Eagles are down 4-3 here in the third place game. Dane just is 24-3 of the year. Doesn't shoot a ton of threes, but he's improved his outside shooting last year and this year. All-time leading scorer at Silver Lake, and now he knocks the ball away. It was intended for Landis, and coming with a steal is Miller, but Johnson forced the turnover. Heston averages just 11 turnovers a game. Dane into the lane and a hold and a foul called on the Swathers. Foul is on Landis. That's his first. Well, the Silver Lake girls ended Heston's season on Wednesday in Emporia, 54-45. Now the boys meeting up for the second time this year. Silver Lake girls beating Heston girls four times in a row. Inside, good pass. Rooks to Krueger, who lays it up and in. Hunter Rooks with the assist, and Krueger with the finish. And Silver Lake has a 5-4 lead. That's a nominee for the assist of the game from Next Gen. Lob underneath Bartell. Swatted away by Krueger. Good job running, and then Rooks was playing from behind. Now Dane has it poked away from behind. Gets it back at the timeline. Dane, one dribble. Fires it near sideline to Rooks. Here's Krueger in the corner. Back out to Hunter Rooks. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. A high arcing diagonal pass into the far corner to Miller. Gets it across to Krueger. Play it out front between the circles. It goes to Rooks. He backs it out near the Dragon logo at half court. Junior point guard for Silver Lake. Eagles have five seniors playing their last game as a Silver Lake Eagle boys basketball player. Dane stops, shoots on a fadeaway from the foul line, and hits it smooth as silk. Dane Johnson with five early points, and the Eagles on a 7-0 run. 7-4 Eagles. Both these teams solid early in the year. Both have improved quite a bit since that meeting in December. Now Bergman, great job, walled up on Unruh, comes away with the steal, and then he slipped as he was trying to plant to make a pass. And a turnover right back. So turnovers even at two apiece. Silver Lake has the seven losses, and they're to four state qualifiers, two of the teams that made the sub-state finals, and a 4A team in Paola who was ranked at the time they played them at Burlington. Yeah, Burlington lost in triple overtime last year to Silver Lake in the Burlington tournament, and now last night, triple overtime, they won. So if you had told them, hey, you got to choose which one you want to win, obviously last night would have been the one in the state semis. Burlington trying to win a state championship for the first time since 04, later tomorrow against the Collegiates. He's looking for their seventh title. Inside pass intended for Landis, poked away by Rooks, and Miller hands it off to Dane Johnson. Third turnover for Heston. Baseball pass ahead to Womack, who checked into the ball game. Drew turns to his left, steps through, had a partial block by Bartell. Drew gets it back, out to Miller. He launches a three and misses. Ball tipped out. Ricochets. Pinballs in the hand of Landis for Heston. They have the ball to the Swathers from right to left across the timeline into the forecourt. Bartell steps into a three and hits it. Drew Bartell, the 6'6 junior center, says, okay, you're going to give me that shot. I'll take it. He knocks it down. And we're tied at seven. Both teams with a three. One by Johnson for Silver Lake. One by Bartell for Heston. That's the leading scorer for each respective team. Kaysen Krause in the ballgame for Silver Lake. Man-to-man defense by Heston. That's their forte. 7-7 tie, 3:21 to go in the first. Boys third place game for the Sports Arena. Hutchison. Hunter Rooks. Angles to his right. Behind the back dribble. Backs it out. Now a diagonal pass in the corner. This is Miller. Miller plays it to Womack. Womack at the foul line. Utah dribble. Kicks it. Far corner. Three on the way. Good! By Kaysen Krause. Kaysen with his 28th three of the year, and the Eagles are back in front 10-7, and now Heston turns it over on the far side. Coach Roth thought there might have been a foul, and so it ends up being a turnover on the far sideline near the Silver Lake bench. Miller gets a breather. Kruger back in. So Kruger, Krause, Dane Johnson, Rooks, and Womack on the floor for Silver Lake. The Eagles trying to finish third at state for the second straight year. Beat Galena in third place game a year ago after beating Lake in the first round and then lost to Goodland in the semis. Posting is Dane on the near block. Turns, fades, shoots, banker off the window. What a play. Turning towards the baseline, Dane has 7, and the Eagle lead is up to 5. 12-7, Silver Lake. Here is Schrag, 5'8 senior, into the game. Role player, as is Daxon Deering, a 5'11 senior. Bartell double team, leans in, creates some space, splits it up, misses. The follow is good by Deering. He snuck inside. 12-9, and a timeout is called. A 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2 minutes, 24 seconds to go, first period of this 3A boy third place game between Heston and Silver Lake. Silver Lake up 12-9. Heston calling timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz with you, along with our student engineer back in Hiawatha, Captain Kurt Kilman. All right, I could tune in. The first of three games today on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake girls later this afternoon, St. Mary's boys this evening. Here comes a run and jump trap by Heston. Hunter Rooks fires it near sideline to Camden Kruger. Camden with the left-hand dribble, plays it back out near the Dragon logo half court to Hunter Rooks. No shot clock in 3A state and postseason play. Kruger off the screen set by Krause. Camden off the heel. Rebound backside at Womack. Fires it back to Kruger. He drives left. Flips it up with the left. Is blocked, but a foul called on the Swathers. Foul is on Unruh. That is his first. And it's a second team foul on Heston. The Rock Creek girls, the only team to beat Silver Lake this year, took home third place here in Class 4A earlier this morning. They knocked off Wellington, the defending champion, 66-48. Wellington lost to Hayden 50-45 yesterday. Hayden will take on Bishop Miege in a championship. Two private schools in the title in Class 4A girls. And Rock Creek beat Wellington 66-48 for third earlier today as Kruger makes the free throw. Camden's been struggling with the line a little bit lately. He has 3 points today, 54% foul shooting. Second free throw up, and Camden back iron no. Rebounded there by Landis. Silver Lake with a 13-9 lead. Eagles trying to send out their five seniors with a victory. You don't want to end with two losses, but one of these teams will have their seniors end with two losses in their career, either Heston or Silver Lake. People say, hey, third place game gives you another chance to get a win, redeem yourself a little bit. I say it also gives you a chance to end your career and your season with two straight losses. Here's Unruh, steps in, draws the contact, and the shot will not go. They would have given it to him on the continuation. I think they got Krause, who was jumping on the pump fake, and so Kaysen, the sophomore, with his first, and the second team foul on Silver Lake. So to the line is Ty Unruh, solid point guard, 6'3 senior, switches the free throw. Last night in that state semi against Burlington, Heston jumped out to a 16-4 lead, led 30-19 at half. Burlington outscored Heston by 14 in the third. And Burlington was up 5 and could have finished it but missed some free throws. Unruh hit some clutch free throws to keep Heston in it. Eventually, the game went to double overtime. Looked like Heston was going to win. Desperation 3, bounced all over the rim and went in. For Burlington to force triple overtime. Then Heston thought they won with a bucket with 3.5 seconds to go. Burlington called timeout, had a length of the floor to go. past the midcourt. Their guard able to drive it to the baseline, hit the game winner at the buzzer, and broke Heston's hearts. 13-11, Silver Lake. Dane posting on the far block this time. Left of the lane. Here comes a double. Dane steps through. Keeps the pivot foot and a fadeaway. My goodness, Dane has it all working right now. Everything in the repertoire on the table for Dane Johnson in his final game as a Silver Lake Eagle basketball player. And as Coach Kruger said, he goes down as the GOAT. The all-time leading scorer, all-time leading rebounder in Silver Lake boys basketball history. The three-pointer missed by Larson far side. The ball pinballs around and out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake or Heston. The official's going to confer. They may overturn this. Silver Lake fans not happy with the call. They thought it was off of Heston. They are having a long discussion on the baseline. The men in stripes. And they say it's still Heston ball after conferring. Kruger, Bergman, Johnson, Womack, and Krause, the five in white for Silver Lake. Heston lobs all the way out between the circles of Lambaris. They're in the road black with the white numerals and lettering outlined in the red. Landis has the top of the key. Back over to Larson. Back to Landis. Larson drives, angles left. Nothing there. Now flips at Landis. Inside trying to go to Bartell. And good, quick hands. Nice recognition, anticipation by Grady Bergman to tip the ball out of bounds on the baseline on the pass inside for the 6'6 junior center, Drew Bartell, who has 5 of Heston's 11 points, averages 17 a game. He'll be back next year. Heston will be right in the thick of things again next year, like they normally are. They've won the state title 4 of the last 5 years. Pass inside, batted away by Krause. Good denial. They're trying to go to Bartell again. Now Unruh over to Landis. Landis picked up by Dane. Here's a 3 from the wing. Unruh buries it. Unruh with the 3 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 15-14 Silver Lake. Eagles will hold for the final shot of the frame. Moving to our right, here's Dane Johnson. Crossover, spins, turns. He shoots, tough shot, left it short. That gives Heston time. 3 on the clock, pass ahead, tipped. Getting it back, throwing up the shot. It's off the heel, no, by Larson as Dane hits the deck getting the rebound. At the end of one, it's Silver Lake 15, Heston 14. Boys, third place, game 3, Staten Hutch. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Here on 96.9 The Pulse, Wade Gerstner, Captain Kirk Kilman back in the studios in Hiawatha. Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz helping with our laptop, our highlights, our scoreboard, and running the camera. Doing a great job, as always, to Silver Lake students here on the Silver Lake Channel. Eagle boys lead 15-14 at Heston, third place game here in Hutch. Just underway, second quarter. Kruger at 3, top of the circle, halfway down and out. Ball tipped around. Bergman with the offensive rebound. Here's Miller. He fires away. It switches to 3 from the far side. Joel Miller with his 36th three of the year. Eagles up 4. 18-14, third made 3 for Silver Lake. But Bergman made that happen. Now Unruh all the way to the hoop with a right-hand scoop. Unruh beats his man off the dribble. He has 7, 18-16. Eagles by 2. Winner gets 3rd, loser 4th. Both teams had their sights on winning a state title. Came up short yesterday against 2 very good teams. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Bergman looks inside, hands it off to Rooks. Rooks, that's the NJCAA logo here in Hutch on the near sideline. Gives it to Dane. He's posting up, trying to back down to the elbow. Flips it over. Rooks wide open. It lights up the 3. off the heel and rebounded there by Landis. Heston with the ball, trailing by two. Heston early 4-0. Silver Lake on a 7-0 run, lead 7-4. It's been back and forth ever since. Silver Lake's maintained the lead for a while, though. Silver Lake defensively trying to pack it in on the post players. Here is Bartel, steps into another three. This one rims out. Bergman, terrific post and block out. Brooks ahead to Dane Johnson, a little hezzy. Stutter step, brings it back out in the corner in front of the Heston bench, far sideline. Now Camden probing right, backs it out, angles right. Hands it off to Rooks. Rooks has it between the ovals. Picked up there by Derek Humphreys into the game for Heston, a very solid role player off the bench. And now a foul called on Silver Lake. Away from the ball, it's on Bergman. Grady's first, and the first team foul of the second quarter on Silver Lake as Henry Eisenbarth is going to come in. 6'4 junior, probably a little bit of size, probably to go inside and bang a little bit against Bartel. Heston averaging 60 points a game, giving up 40. Silver Lake averaging 65, giving up 52. Silver Lake shoots 45% from the floor, 35% from three, 72% from the line. Average just under 10 turnovers a game. Heston averages just under 11. So both teams handle the ball very well. Don't expect a lot of turnovers in this game. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Joel Miller closes out on Humphreys, who's not really a threat to shoot it too much from out there. Now to Eli Haug, who can shoot it. Here's a three off the screen, top of the circle, missing a bit strong, put up there by Larson. Eagles clear the rebound. Hunter Rooks has it on the far sideline. Beers right, and now backs out with the right-hand dribble. Chest pass, zips it near side to Kruger. 5:22 to go, first half, 18-16 Silver Lake. Camden surveying the defense, man-to-man, trying to deny on the wings. Heston, Kruger picks up the dribble prematurely. Dane comes all the way out near half court, and he has the rock. Goes to work here one-on-one against Landis. Dane, a little crossover, goes right, baseline, tough shot, blocked by Landis, rebounded by Bartel. Great defense by Landis, who made Dane go right, even though he is right-handed, and he read the play. Bartel is at a three earlier. Here's Humphreys, picked up by Miller. Humphreys goes right to the free throw circle. Landis, pump fake, drives left. Nothing there. He is a lefty. Now Bartel, out of notion. Here's Larson. He doesn't take the three. Back out. Bartel says, I'll fire away again, and he misses to the right. Rebound Henry Eisenbarth, the 6'4 junior off the bench for Silver Lake. Here come the Eagles in the white unis. Dane, hesitation, dribble, nothing there. Double team on the baseline, needs some help. Lobs it all the way out to Miller, does a great job coming meet the pass. Now Kruger left alone, his three from the wing, bounces off the back iron. Ball tipped out, it's loose, picked up near sideline by Haug. 4:21 to play in the first half, not much happening offensively in the second quarter. Here's a three. That one is short, put up by Humphreys. Dane Johnson trying to come away with the ball, and a loose ball foul is called on whom? Are they calling this on Dane? No, it's on Heston, it appears. It's on Landis, I think. Yes, it is. Landis with his second, and the first team found Heston. So we played almost half of the second quarter. Silver Lake has a three-pointer, and Heston has a two-point field goal. That's it. 3-2 in the second period. Similar to that second quarter we saw on Tuesday in the first round of state for Silver Lake in Salina against Holcomb when there wasn't a lot of offense. Shot clock will change that a little bit next year when we get to state time. There's more holding the ball at state to me than during the regular season. Mason Van Vactor, a sophomore in the game, he has the rock top of the circle. Picks up the dribble, flips it to Grady Bergman back into the ball game. Dane trying to post, and they finally get it to Dane, but he's way out in the corner. They immediately double Dane in some trouble. Dribbles out of that trouble, plus the Van Vactor. Three-pointer, Mason is a bit short, and the ball out of bounds, last touch by Bergman, who's fighting for the rebound against Lombreras. So both teams really struggling offensively. You do wonder if it's a little bit of fatigue after playing yesterday. Silver Lake played the 6 o'clock game, and Heston played the 8 o'clock game and went past 10 o'clock in triple overtime. I think that's something I keep an eye on, is the legs for both these teams, but especially Heston in the fourth quarter after playing all of that extra basketball yesterday. They played 44-minute games compared to 32 for Silver Lake. It was three overtimes of 4 minutes apiece. Lombreras doesn't shoot it very often. He's a role player, very good defender. Van Vactor guarding him. 3:20 to go first half. Heston trailing by two. Here's Unruh, step back three from the college line, and he knocks it down. Ty Unruh with 10. And to me, he's the engine that makes this Heston team go. Here's Bergman, double team, ball poked away from behind. Grady dives on the floor, tied up with Lombreras, and the arrow goes to Heston. Heston with their first lead since 4-3. And that's their third made three, the second by Unruh, who's an outstanding all-around player, good outside shooter. 3:06 to go in this first half. Heston 19, Silver Lake 18. Heston 25-3 on the year, Silver Lake 21-7. Heston won the title a year ago for the last 5 years. Silver Lake in the third place game for the second straight year, their 10th state appearance. Ball nearly knocked away by Womack, trying to trap on Larson, and a foul called on the Eagles. See if they get Womack. It is on Drew. That's his first. Dane Johnson, Drew Womack, Grady Bergman, Ben Renfro, Joel Miller. That's the five seniors on this roster for Silver Lake. Those are the five that are playing their last game as an Eagle today, win or lose. There is no other games after this season. Going baseline, flipping it is Schrag into the near corner. Angling right, step back, nothing there for Larson. Good closeout, inside pass, tipped by Bergman. Boy, Bergman doing a great job getting his hands on the ball. Hands are up. Krause comes away with the steal. Quickly ahead, Womack. Oh, nice find to Van Vactor to Krause. He hops into a three. Back iron, no. Van Vactor, the rebound. Back to Krause. Kicks it. Corner. Rooks fakes the three. Steps into the paint. Bounce pass to Krause. Krause bobbles it, and then had it knocked away and stolen. He's trying to make a pass. Picked off by Unruh. Silver Lake with just their third turnover of the ball game, and now going strong to the cup is Unruh, but a foul called. See if it's on the floor or on the shot. It is on the floor. The 13th foul on the Eagles. Fouls on Van Vactor. That's his first. Humphreys and Haug into the game for Heston, along with Bartell, Unruh, and Larson to trigger it in on the baseline to our left. Lob it into Bartell. He catches, puts it up, and it rims out. And an excellent rebound by Dane Johnson. Double team in the backcourt, trying to clear it out. Dane to Van Vactor comes back to help. Van Vactor to Womack. Into the corner, Krause has time, lines it up, and hits it! He gets the roll! It spun out, went off the glass, and back in. Kaysen Krause with his second three of the game. The Eagles back in front by two. 21-19. Silver Lake. The Eagles have made four threes, two by Krause. One by Dane, one by Miller. Inside Bartell, good position against Johnson. Turns, had it poked away by Krause. Good help defense, but bounces to Larson. He lobs it back to Bartell, and Bartell scores. Tough break there for Silver Lake. They play good D. Tied at 21. A minute 30 to go before halftime. Eagles with the ball to our right. Hunter Rooks backs it out with a right-hand dribble. Over to Dane Johnson. Dane rises and fires for three. That one off to the left. Barely hit the iron, but Van Vactor, another offensive rebound. Hunter hands it to Dane. Dane into the corner. It goes to Krause. Up and away three. This one, no. What a rebound underneath. The putback, no, for Womack, but he gets two free throws. Drew Womack with a monster offensive rebound. 21-21 tie. Minute 10 to go. Second quarter. Foul is on Humphreys. That's his first. And the second team foul on Heston. Eagles in the white uniforms, maroon numerals and lettering and trim. Heston in the black with the white numerals, lettering and trim and red. Here at Hutchison, their colors are blue and red. They've got the blue dragon with the red tongue or fire coming out of its mouth at midcourt. The lanes are red. The inline sidelines are blue. Both free throws knocked down by Womack. He's a 63% foul shooter. Silver Lake leads. 1:03 to go. First half, 23-21 Eagles. Silver Lake girls coming up later today in the semis at 3:30 against Holcomb. Unruh, good defense by Womack. Stay in front of Unruh on the spin dribble. Now Larson in the corner. Unruh got free. Three, up and away, yes. Well, Womack did a good job initially on defense, but Unruh got a screen, and he has 13 and three threes, and he really hurt Silver Lake in the first meeting in the fourth quarter. Back the other way, Dane gives it to Krause. Krause steps in, has it swatted by Unruh. And now the ball loose is Kruger going after it, and a foul call, loose ball foul called, I think, Silver Lake. Heston fired up on the far sideline, as that's where all the commotion took place. And the foul's on Camden Kruger, his first, 14th foul. Now Heston can hold for the final shot of the first half. Heston 24, Silver Lake 23, 33.6 to play in the second stanza. Stay tuned. We'll have the Stockgrove State Bank halftime statistics. Go through all the numbers for you. As Larson walks it up the floor, bounces ahead to Unruh. He is the captain of the ship. The floor general, the point guard. Now to Haug, a 5'11 junior. Haug had a really nice game, hit some key threes in that first meeting that Heston beat Silver Lake by 16 back in December against Rock Creek. Here's Howe, lefty, going left, nothing there, gives it to Unruh. 10 seconds on the clock. Unruh leans in against Van Vactor, forces it, misses it. Rebound Kruger. Silver Lake has time. Kruger head to Dane. Dane spins, turns, goes right towards the cup, puts it up, counts it, and goes, yes! Dane Johnson beats the buzzer and gives Silver Lake the lead at halftime. 25-24 Eagles. Dane knew exactly how much time was on the clock. Heston took the shot a little bit prematurely, gave the Eagles opportunity, and Dane, as if he had a clock in the back of the head, knew exactly when he needed to get off the shot, got it off in time, and Silver Lake, with Dane Johnson leading away with 11, they lead at halftime, 25-24. Stay tuned, the halftime show to come after this 2.5-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse on the Silver Lake Channel.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA rural development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. It's time for halftime statistics brought to you by Stock Grower State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for over a century. Stock Grower State Bank can assist you with financing your land, crops, livestock, or equipment. Big thanks to our title sponsor as well, sports investment partner Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. We're at halftime. Silver Lake with the lead in the third-place game in Class 3A boys over Heston, 25-24. Heston scored the first 4 points of the game. Silver Lake went on 7-0 run, led 7-4. Eagles led 15-14 at the end of one. Heston had the lead on a few occasions there in the second quarter, including 24-23. But Dane Johnson able to get the ball at half court on an outlet pass, drive it all the way, hang in the air, and score off the glass to beat the buzzer. And Silver Lake has a one-point lead at halftime, 25-24. Dane Johnson leading away. He has 11 points, including a three. 3 points for Camden Kruger, 2 points for Drew Womack, 6 points for Cason Carlson, two threes, and Joel Miller with 3 points on a three. Silver Lake just three turnovers in that first half. Heston just four. Silver Lake was from the foul line. Silver Lake was one of two from the line, and Heston was two of two. Heston was led in the first half by Ty Unruh, 13 points and three threes. Drew Bartell with seven and a three. 2 points for Casey Landis, 2 points for Daxon Deering. Halftime, it is Silver Lake 25, Heston 24. Back in 2.5 minutes on the Silver Lake Channel on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier your price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerstner and Captain Kurt Tillman with you here on 96.9 The Pulse. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz with you on the Silver Lake Channel. Halftime boys third place game, Silver Lake 25, Heston 24. The 3A boys bracket. Collegiate in the championship after beating Silver Lake yesterday 57-43. So Collegiate 26-1 will be gunning for their seventh state championship in school history against Burlington, who's looking for their second. Burlington winning 77-76 in triple overtime last night over Heston. Class 3A girls coming up next. It's the Halstead girls, undefeated defending state champs. They won 38 in a row. They'll take on Osage City, who's 24-3. And then at 3:30, we'll have it for our 96.9 The Pulse Silver Lake Channel, the Silver Lake Lady Eagles in the state semis for the fifth straight year and looking to make it to the final for the third straight year. 26-1 will take on Holcomb, who's 25-2. Class 4A girls championship, it'll be Hayden versus Miege, and Rock Creek took home third earlier today over Wellington, 66-48. Class 4A boys, Rock Creek in the semis against Hugoton at 5:30 tonight here at the Sports Arena. Atchison, which you'll hear on 93.7 CARE and 103.9 KNZA, they'll play at 7:30 tonight against Baldwin. Rock Creek and Atchison both 26-0 because they both meet for the finals, and we have two undefeated teams in championship. It's possible if they both win later today here in Hutch. Class 2A girls, championship game, be Elmwood against Sacred Heart. Third place game, Eureka versus Mound Ridge. In 2A boys, it is St. Mary's staying on Sterling tonight at 5:30 from Emporia. Brandon Tabman with a call on 96.9 The Pulse. Marine Academy against Pittsburgh Colgan, the other semifinal at 7:30. Class 6A girls, Woodbine Northwest against Shawnee Mission South for the championship tomorrow in Wichita. Third place game, Wichita East and Derby. 6A boys, Shawnee Mission South against Wichita Heights in one semifinal today in Wichita at 5:30. 7:30, it's Mill Valley versus Olathe North. 5A boys, Seaman almost pulled off the upset. They lost by two to keep them out. Carmel 27-0. They're in the championship at Bonner Springs, is 26-1. Seaman will take on Topeka West in the third place game. That's going on now at Wichita State University. Topeka West lost to Bonner Springs 76-61 yesterday. 1A Division II, Axtell boys against Hanover for the championship. Axtell won by 44 in the semis yesterday. Hanover won by 52 in the semis. Both teams are 27-1, and both teams have that one loss to one another. This is the rubber match. It is tomorrow at 2:30 from Emporia. Brandon Tapp will have the call for you on 92.1 KMZA. Cunningham-Lebo is the third place game. So that gets you caught up to speed on pretty much everything. We can tell you Hanover girls and Lynn girls are still in the semifinals at Class 1A Division 2 in Emporia. That'll be later this afternoon. And in 1A Division 1 girls, it is Centralia in the semis tonight in Dodge City at 5:30 against Little River, and Wabunzee taking a Pretty Prairie at 7:30 tonight in the other semifinal in 1A Division 1 out in Dodge City. So I get you caught up to speed on what's taking place when it comes to other classifications. A lot going on. The format a little bit different this year, where you have teams playing third place games before other teams play their semifinals. That's the case today. Silver Lake boys, their season will be in the books before the Silver Lake girls play their semifinal later today. And then the girls will play tomorrow at 9:30 for third in the morning, or they'll play the championship tomorrow at 4:30. And trust me, we're all pulling for Silver Lake to play at 4:30, not 9:30. Obviously because of the time and because it would be a difference between third place and a championship game. Here we go. We start the third quarter. It is 25-24. Silver Lake with the lead. Here is Camden Kruger over to Kruger in the far corner. Just underway, second half. Brady Bergman looks right, now plays it to Camden Kruger. Camden back to Bergman, pump fake. Off the dribble, into the paint, to the cutting Miller. Miller bounce pass to Johnson, he leans in, top shot underneath the backboard, and Dane scores. He has 13. And it's 27-24, Silver Lake. To the high post at the foul line, this is Bartel. Bartel turns and faces, right-hand dribble, extends the arm a little bit, creates some space, and now a hold is called on the reach-in, I think, on Rooks. We await the official to give us the official word. It is on Hunter. That is his first, and the first team foul on the Eagles. Garrett Roth in his fourth year as head coach, and all he's done is win two state titles in 3 years. Underneath, wide open, and a layup for Landis. He has four, and it's 27-26, Silver Lake. Eagles in the white unis, moving right to left. Into the front court it goes. Johnson to Bergman. Grady plays it to Camden Kruger. Camden angling to the baseline, nothing there. Backs it out with a right-hand dribble. Zips it over to Miller. And Johnson trying to post, diving for it, trying to save it. Good effort there by Unruh, I think it was, for Keston, as he dives, slides across the floor, and close to, right into the Silver Lake cheerleaders, far corner of the floor to our left. Silver Lake students are in the stands behind the goal to the left, to the east end of the gym. Yesterday they were on the west end. Kruger, Miller, open corner, three, Joel missing, rebound Bergman. One dribble, pump fake, leans in, can't finish. Man, he did a great job. And then Miller called for a loose ball foul. Tough break for Grady. He worked so hard for that opportunity, but could not finish it. Go. 27-26, Silver Lake has a chance to take the lead. Landis spins, turns, little fadeaway, misses from 10. Kruger, excellent box out for Silver Lake. Here come the Eagles, leading by one in the boys' third place game. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Final game for the five seniors for the Eagles. Dane's one of those. Johnson goes baseline on a blocking foul as Unruh didn't get there in time. He tried, but Dane was too quick off the dribble with that first step. Dane to the line for two free throws. They're going to say a foul's on the floor. Coach Kruger does not agree at all. Fouls on Unruh, that's his second. And Unruh, Bartel fouled out in regulation last night, triple overtime loss to Burlington. But when Unruh fouled out, then you thought, Heston's in deep trouble. But yet, they still took the lead with 3.5 seconds to go and then lost on the buzzer beater. As we have a foul, is that on Unruh again? Maybe not. Let's see. It is on Landis with a hold. That's his third. So Heston with two quick team fouls here in the third quarter. Silver Lake has two as well. Brooks to throw it in on the baseline to our left, right of the bucket. Zips it over to Dane. Dane facing up against Garrett Humphreys. Goes up strong and scores it! Plus the and one! as Dane able to muscle his way to the hoop. Dane with 15. That's more than he had yesterday. A season low 14 against Collegiate. Fouls on Humphreys. His second, third team foul. Dane rattles in the free throw. He has 16, and it's 30-26. Silver Lake. Their biggest lead has been 5 at 12-7. Essen's led on a few occasions. Bartell catches it at the elbow. At the Humphreys. Three on the way against Miller. Left it short. Long rebound on the bounce to Joel. And here's Dane Johnson for Silver Lake. Dane guarded by Bartell. Dane should be able to take him off the dribble. Dane spins, turns, does, leans in. Double team, triple team. Gets it to Kruger. Back to Dane. Three-pointer on the way straight away. Johnson rips the cords for his second triple of the day. He has 19. The Eagles have their biggest lead, which is 7. Timeout, Heston, 33-26. We'll take a 30-second timeout on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll keep it here on the Silver Lake Channel. Okay, we'll go ahead and keep it here on both, here on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake 33, Heston 26. Dane Johnson with a bucket, an and-one, and a three-pointer. So he has scored the last six, a 6-0 personalized Dane Johnson run. Dane with 19, now 1,731 in his career, almost 100 more than second place Lon Kruger now. Heston with the ball trailing by 7, their largest deficit of the day. 5:20 to go in this third place boys game in Class 3A from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. Here's Larson, goes right, bounce pass to Bartell off his hand. Oh, I thought it was off Bartell's hand. Instead, they say Silver Lake touched it. No Eagle arguing that call, so it must have been off Silver Lake. Larson to throw it in on the inbounds on the baseline. Gets it to Haug. Back to Larson. Can't get off the three. Good close up by Kruger. Silver Lake with a zone look now. 2-3 look. Here's a three up and away, missing. And weak side rebound, Bergman. Actually, I think they still were in man. They just were helping a lot. Made it look like a zone. Here's Camden Kruger. Over to Krauss. Wide open. Fakes the three, goes baseline, now to Kruger. Here's Rooks. Hunter, really good game yesterday. Dane shoots another three, hits another three! Dane with his third three of the game! He has 22, and the Eagles are up 10! 36-26, Dane feeling it. And if he's hitting threes, I don't know how you stop him. Larson tries to answer. Back iron, no, and a loose ball foul going against Heston. Dane has 22. Heston as a team has 26. Dane with 26 threes on the year. And Dane has scored the last 9 points. 3-point play and then a three-pointer and another three-pointer. So they're coming in threes. Full court pressure by Heston. Dane gets it in the cross. Back to Dane Johnson. He jogs the ball up the floor. Heston looking the trap. They need to force some turnovers. They're down 10. 4:21 to go in the third quarter. Silver Lake trying to end the year with a third-place finish for the second straight year at State. Diagonal pass to Krauss in the corner. Out closes out on him. Rooks, hesitation dribble. Backs it back out. Back to Krauss. He fakes the three. Into the corner, Bergman. Bergman steps through. Two defenders. Kick out pass. Great look. Dane, can he hit another one? Not this time. It's short. Ball tipped out, it's loose, and coming away with it is Landis, and then a foul called on Krauss. His second, as he's trying to knock the ball free. Third team foul on the Eagles. Four team fouls on Heston. Silver Lake led 12-7 the first quarter, 15-14 at end of one, 25-24 at halftime, thanks to a basket to beat the buzzer before intermission by Dane Johnson. And here in the third quarter, Silver Lake's outscored Heston 11-2. Lumbreras back in the ballgame. He has it in the corner. Krauss daring him to shoot. With it is Daxon Deering. Here's Haug. Nice spin. Turns to his left. Can't finish, but drew the foul on Van Vactor. This is a hard drop step off the dribble. Great move. And Mason Van Vactor with his second personal foul. The five seniors, Dane Johnson, Drew Womack, Grady Bergman, Ben Renfro, and Joel Miller. Three that start due to come off the bench. And you know, they've been a part of this turnaround for the Silver Lake boys basketball program. A couple years ago, they went to the sub-state semis, lost to Beloit over at Riley County, went 14-8, first winning season after four straight losing seasons. Last year, 20-6, make state for the first time since 17, upset Lakin, finished third. And this year, been state ranked all year long, and have a chance to finish third at state for the second straight year. And that's how he missed the free throw. Second one on the way for the southpaw, 5'11 junior for the Swathers, and this one is good. Silver Lake, a 9-0 and 11-2 run. It's 36-27. Dane picked up tight Deering. Dane lowers his head and gets the ball across half court off the dribble. Dane has it far sideline. He drives, leans in, gets blocked by Bartell, who can't believe it. He thought he got a cleanup high, but Dane hits the deck, and the foul called on Heston. On Bartell, that is his first and the 15th foul. So the Eagles will be shooting two free throws, the final 3:24 of this third quarter. Silver Lake boys 36, Heston 27. Second meeting of the year between the two teams. They met in Rock Creek back in December. Heston won 70-54. The game was closer than the score would indicate. Heston pulled away thanks to Ty Unruh in the fourth. Heston lost the championship of that tournament by two to Class 5A Hayes, 56-54. Their other losses by one to Mound Ridge and one to Burlington. So Heston, their three losses by a combined 4 points this year. And second free throw, Dane missed both. Dane, a 75% foul shooter, rarely misses both. Here's Unruh, and a foul called on Bergman. Eagle fans didn't like that call. So Grady with the personal. His second. And that's a 15 foul on, actually, yeah, it is a 15 foul. So both teams are shooting free throws, the final 3:13. Dane Johnson, Grady Bergman, Mason Van Vactor, Drew Womack, and Jason Krause on the floor as they clean up some perspiration and sweat on the floor after a couple players hit the deck in the lane. Please thank you to Steve Carpenter. He's always a class act. He's been wonderful to work with. He's been a terrific host here at Hutch for many years. As a free throw off the back iron, no good for Ty Unruh. You know, Steve's been battling some health issues as of late. We have Steve in our prayers and hope that he can beat what he's fighting. As the second free throw by Unruh is good. So he has one out of two. He has 14. 36-28, Silver Lake. Here's Hunter Rooks into the front court to our left. Dangerous pass. Johnson gets it. Unruh came out and fouled him. That's his third. I think Unruh was trying to put on the brakes. Initially thought he could get a steal. And now he has three fouls. So he'll have to deal with that. And to the line is Dane Johnson, who's one of three from the stripe. Dane with 22 points. It's the 24th time in his career he scored 20 or more. Check that. As he missed the free throw. He's missed three in a row at the line. Actually, Dane's 20 or more 24 times this year. In his career, he's had 20 or more 45 times, 30 or more 8 times, double figures 77 times, and 54 of the last 55 games he's been double figures. As Dane hits that free throw, he has 23. Dane gets a breather. 37-28, Silver Lake. 3 minutes to go in the third. As we get deeper in this game, how much is left in the legs of Heston after playing an extra 12 minutes? Triple overtime last night against Burlington. Pass inside, tipped. Landis' pass picked off by Rooks. Here comes Hunter. Gives it to Bergman. Bergman attacking. Pump fake. Leans in. Layup. Missed it. The follow. Miller. Good! One follow by Joel Miller. And the Eagles' lead has grown to 11. 39-28. Boy, thought Bergman missed that. Heston would get the rebound. They didn't. Big play by Joel Miller. Leaning in, Unruh. Some contact. Misses the banker. Ball tipped up. Bergman hits the deck along with Unruh. And everybody helps everybody off the floor. 2:26 remaining third quarter. Silver Lake leading by 11. Their largest lead of the night. 39-28. Joel Miller has 5 points, 6 for Casey Krause on 2 threes, 2 points for Womack, 3 for Kruger, and 23 for Dane Johnson. Under has 14, Bartel 7 to lead Henson. Larson lobs it on the inbounds to Deering. Deering plays it to Unruh. Corner, 3, Larson up and missing. Rebound Bartel, and he's fouled by Bergman. And Grady got his money's worth there because he didn't want Bartel to have the easy layup, but it is a third foul on Grady Bergman with 2:18 to play in the third quarter. Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz with you. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network, along with student engineer Captain Kurt Kilman back in Hiawatha. There's a free throw up and good by Bartel. He has 8. He's just a junior. Drog is a senior. Deering a senior. Unruh a senior. Eli Roth a senior. Coach's son, but doesn't play very much. Devin Williams a senior, doesn't play much. Daniel Abreras a senior. Averages 3 a game, but starts. But you'll have Bartel back. Humphrey's a good player next year. Larson will be back. As Bartel hits both free throws. And it's 39-30, Silver Lake. Here's Hunter Rooks. Some pressure being applied by Lembreris. Landis will be back next year, too, for Haston. Who knows what they have coming up the JV and freshman ranks. They always have a wealth of talent. They just reload. They don't rebuild. Here's Dane. Double team. Had it poked away by Larson. Steal by Haston. Dane pokes it away from behind and out of play into the standard. But that allows Silver Lake to set up 5-on-5 as Haston will throw it in. Just the 5th turnover for Silver Lake. Haston also a 5 turnovers. Inbounds to Libreris. As I said, not really a threat to shoot it from beyond the arc. Off the screen, Larson. He angles left, flips it back to Bartel. He backs his way into the paint. Turns, shoots, tough shot, and it bounces off. Rooks with the rebound, able to secure it. Elevating to grab it, and here's Dane Johnson. At the Dragon logo half court here at Hutchinson Community College. Home of the Dragons, but home to this 3A and 4A state tournament today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Here's Hunter Rooks. Gives it to Joel Miller. And we have a foul called on Larson. I have to admit, there really wasn't a lot there. Joel trying to create a little bit of space. Larson called for the foul. That's his first. So Joel Miller will shoot free throws. Now, Joel has not shot many free throws. 14 all year. He's 7 of 14, 50%. 1:23 to go in the third. 39-30 Silver Lake. They led by one at the end of one, by one at halftime. Free throw, Joel. Spins out. Joel, more of a three-point marksman, but had an offensive rebound and stick back a little while ago after a Bergman miss. Second free throw, Joel swishes that one. So he has 6 points, including a 3, and it's 40-30. Silver Lake with a lead, 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Winner takes home third. Loser finishes the season with back-to-back losses, back-to-back days, and takes home fourth. Here is Bartel to Lembreris. Out front, Larson. Dane guarding him. Haug has it. Unruh on the bench with 3 fouls right now. Larson fires a 3. That's off the mark. Ball fought for loose, and Lembreris comes away with it. Granny style underhands it to Larson. Bartel backs down Rooks. Steps in, forces up the banker, and got it to go. Tough shot. Bartel with 11. And it's 40-32. Haston with the full court pressure, and Larson forces the turnover as he knocks it away, and then Rooks off his hands out of bounds on the trying to regain control of the dribble. Silver Lake with their 6th turnover. 42.7 remaining in the third. Silver Lake by 8. Their biggest lead has been 11. Larson lobs all the way out front to Deering. Here is Haug. Has not scored in this game. Actually, has a free throw. That's all he's had so far tonight. He really shot the 3 well against Silver Lake at the first meeting in Rock Creek in December. Game that Haston won by 16. Second meeting of the season between the two. Eagles up by 8 at the moment. Bartel leans in, discards the defender, no call, and he switches it. Womack hit the deck. Bartel with 13. 40-34. Back the other way. Great pass. Womack to Miller. Leans in. Missed the layup to follow. Rooks is good. Hunter with his first 2. Eagles up by 8. Back the other way. Larson right down the boulevard. Layup, but no, they wave it off. They wave it off. A travel caught on Haston. No basket. So Haston had cut it to 6, but the Eagles running the floor. And the follow by Rooks after Miller missed an open layup. 1.5 on the clock, 42-34, Silver Lake. Womack gets it in to Kruger. He holds the ball, and that's the end of three. Silver Lake 42, Heston 34. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse on the Silver Lake Channel.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hutchinson. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Haven Crinston, a great job with our camera work throughout the year. Him along with Parker Spielman. Haven with us here at State in Hutch. Got the Silver Lake girls coming up later this afternoon at 3:30 here on 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel. They'll take on Holcomb in the girls 3A state semis. 8 minutes to decide the third place game. Silver Lake boys leading Heston 42-34. They outscored Heston 17-10 in the third. Their biggest lead was 11. Dane Johnson leading away with 23 points and 3 3-pointers. Heston against Silver Lake. D, a three up, and it rims out. Tough shooting like for Unruh. Had to sit the last few minutes of that third quarter with three fouls. Quickly ahead it goes to Womack. Womack keeps the pivot foot. Good job by Drew to maintain his balance. Now flips it to Hunter Rooks. Rooks fakes the three. Dribbles, now fires it out front. Dane Johnson trying to post up inside against Lombreras. A lot of contact inside. They fight for position. No foul called. They let him play down low, and now they get Lombreras. Yeah, he was getting away with a foul a couple of times, and that time they called it. Lombreras with his first and the first team foul on Heston. Heston, the number two seed in this tournament. They were ranked number two or number one most of the year. Collegiate became the number one team about halfway through the season. Heston 25-3, and they went undefeated in their league this year. Silver Lake is 21-7. Both teams have won six in a row until they lost Heston in a semi. Here's the inbounds to Johnson. 45-34. Now Miller back to Johnson. River Lake fans standing up were upset about something. I don't know exactly what they're upset about. That was a foul on the floor, but they're not saying something I didn't see on the inbound. Miller, dangerous pass. It's stolen. Unruh goes all the way. Rooks wisely backs off. Unruh with 16. Seven turnovers, Silver Lake, 42-36. And now the Eagles have to handle the Heston pressure. And we have a whistle and a foul called on Heston. Check that. I said Silver Lake fans are upset for something. It was actually a Heston fans below us that were upset. Silver Lake fans are on the other side. And Unruh just picked up his fourth, and that's a big foul. Comes at the 6:49 mark. Grady Bergman with three fouls back in there, along with Krause, Kruger, Johnson, and Rooks. Bergman gets it to Hunter. That's a big loss. Second straight night, Unruh's been in some foul trouble. And now Rooks has it poked away from behind, and the foul called on Larson. And that is his second, and just like that, that's a 13 foul, a minute 17 into the fourth quarter on Heston. Silver Lake as a team shoots 72% from the line. They made six threes today, three by Dane Johnson, two by Krause, one by Joel Miller. Kruger yet to make a three. He leads the team with 48 makes from downtown. Johnson gets it into Rooks. Rooks coming off a 13-point performance yesterday against Collegiate, three threes. Hunter beats his man off the dribble, steps in, shoots, misses the floater. Rebound, though, weak side to Krause, kept alive by Bergman, of course. Great, he does a great job keeping the ball alive. Man-to-man defense by Heston in the black unis, Silver Lake in the white, moving to our left. Kruger picks up the dribble, needs some help, gets it to Rooks. Five timeouts, all five left for Silver Lake, three for Heston. Here's Kruger, he catches on the block. Camden turns, has to watch out for the Wolf. He keeps it, flips it back in the corner. Rooks has all day to line up the three. This one's short. Rebound, Dane Johnson up strong. count it, and another chance for an and one. Dane Johnson, the all-time leading scorer at Silver Lake, has two more. Dane with 25, and the foul is on Larson. That's his third. 44-36 Eagles. Dane Johnson has been superb today. After only 4 of 16 from the floor against Holcomb earlier this week in the first round, he was held to a low amount of points for him, 16, and the season-low 14 yesterday against Collegiate, but he has 26 today. Three threes. He hits the free throw, and it's 45-36. Silver Lake back up by 9. And when do you bring Unruh back if you're Coach Garrett Roth? I would think you bring him back within the next few minutes. No sense in letting him sit there too long when you're down 9. Here is Humphreys. Now to Larson. Larson gives it up to Deering. Now Humphreys. Bergman all over him. Good D by the Eagles. Man-to-man D. Larson steps in. Shoots a little floater. Teardrop left it short. He taps it out to Lombreras. Lombreras flips over to Humphreys. Humphreys shoots a 3 and misses. Rebound. Fought for. It's loose. And Dane Johnson has it for Silver Lake. But Rooks did a great box out on Larson to allow Dane to get the rebound. And now Dane put a saddle on Lombreras on the far side. Call for a foul. That was the easy one for the officials. Second one from Lombreras. And it's the 15th foul on Heston with 5:25 to go. And we mentioned it in the pregame. We've mentioned it throughout the stream and on the radio today. Heston played triple overtime. Didn't get done until after 10 o'clock last night. Heartbreaking loss at the buzzer. Played an extra 1.5 quarters. 3 extra 4-minute sessions. 3 overtime sessions of 4 minutes apiece as Dane made the free throw. He has 27. And we said, how much gas is in the tank? How much energy is left in the legs? How much spring left in the legs of Heston late in this game? As Dane misses another free throw. He's 4 of 8 from the line. 46-36. Heston trailing by 10. 5:18 to go. Next couple minutes are huge for Silver Lake to diamond the tide and hold off the Swathers. Bartell posting up. Back to Larson. Larson zips it over. Here's Unruh. Came into the game. Blocked by Bergman. Johnson the rebound. What a block by Grady Bergman. Dane gives it to Grady. Pump fake. Lead in. Bucket. Yes! Grady Bergman with the block and then scores on the other end. That's a nominee for the skill size block of the game, baby. 48-36 Silver Lake. Timeout. Heston. We'll be back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial game plan today.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio.
Well, Heston head coach Garrett Roth wanted a foul. He thought that his three-point shooter Unruh was fouled on a three-point attempt, but up here it looked like he flailed trying to sell the official on the call. The official did a good job, we think, didn't make the foul call. Instead of giving three free throws to Unruh, Bergman gets the block the other way for the bucket. And just like that, Silver Lake is up 12. Had that call been made, whether it was right or not, it would have been a single-digit game. Unruh steps in, misses. The follow good by Unruh. He has 18, playing in his final game as a Swather, 48-38. Silver Lake by 10, 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Johnson picks up the dribble in some trouble, gets it to Bergman. Silver Lake has all 5 timeouts to work with, so if they get in trouble, Coach Kruger called a timeout. Silver Lake also has the arrow. So if they get tied up, it's not the end of the world. They'll keep possession. So you wouldn't have to waste the timeout if that's the case. Here's Dane Johnson. Got to watch a five count, being guarded closely. Now over to Hunter Rooks. Hunter back to Dane. Dane double team near half court. Holds on to the ball. Lobs it to Kruger. Kruger dribbles it out near the timeline. Now back over left sideline. Lost it for a moment. Looks for a teammate, steps through a double team, finds Bergman over to Dane Johnson. Silver Lake milking the clock. It is their friend. Here is Rooks. Rooks backs it out from the Silver Lake bench far sideline. Hunter to the free throw circle, lobs it over to Kruger. Kruger back to Grady Bergman. Eagles have milked 45 seconds off the clock. Here's Dane Johnson. Won't be able to do this next year. No shot clock this year at State. Here's Kruger, and he's fouled there by Bartell. Well, that's a great possession for Silver Lake. They take about 50 seconds off the clock. Don't turn it over, as Bartell's called for the foul. That's his second. Silver Lake shooting double bonus the rest of the way. Here's Camden Kruger. Camden's been struggling with the line, one of two today, 54% on the season. Free throw up, and he swishes it. Camden has 4 points, has not made a three, 48 threes on the season. He's a junior, career high 18 against Rossville and Sabatha in the sub-state semis at 6 threes. Camden, along with Rooks, they're both juniors. They'll be back next year, along with Eisenbarth, Lane Ray, Mason Van Bactor, Kaysen Krause, and Miles Fisher. That's the varsity roster here at State. Camden makes both free throws. He has 5, 50-38. Silver Lake with their biggest lead of the night. Here's Unruh. Steps in. Banker good. Man, he is so good. He has 20. And it's 50-40. That allows Heston to set up their full court pressure. But nobody picking up Kaysen Krause. Krause brings it up near side in some trouble. Gives it to Dane Johnson. He crosses the timeline. Ahead to Grady Bergman. Bergman, and is fouled as Larson gives up the foul. Coach Ross saying foul Bergman. Well, Grady's a 75% foul shooter, just as good as Dane at the line. Dane's shot a lot more free throws, but Grady's got plenty. 46-61 on the year. Grady with 2 points, but has been a force on the glass again. And had that block shot, Skildsaw's block of the game, we think it'll be, as he swishes the free throw. Grady's really stepping up here at Substate and State on the glass. And been very aggressive. Second free throw rolls off for Bergman. 51-40, Silver Lake with the lead. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Unruh trying to take over the game if he can. He shoots 17-footer straight away and hits it. Man, Unruh doing what he did in the fourth quarter against Silver Lake the first meeting. Timeout Heston. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you on 96.9 The Pulse, along with our studio engineer, Captain Kurt Kilman. Silver Lake leading 51-42 in this boys' third-place game, 2:48 to play. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Heston down the one timeout remaining. Silver Lake has all five of their timeouts. Silver Lake has not committed a foul in the fourth quarter. Heston, meanwhile, has committed five, so Silver Lake shooting two free throws, the rest of the 2:48 in this ball game. Silver Lake down 4-0 to start the game, went on 7-0 run, led 7-4, led 12-7, 15-14 at the end of one, 25-24 at half, 17-10 run in the third quarter, led 42-34. Dane Johnson had a 9-0 run of his own, a three-point play, a three, and then a three to push a one-point lead, 27-26 to 36-26. The Eagles have been in control since. Silver Lake leads 51-42. Dane Johnson throws it to Kruger while they're both out of bounds. Now to Rooks. Bergman. Now back to Kruger. Kruger had it knocked away and stolen. Dave, good job by Schrock. So that's what's going to bite Silver Lake with the turnovers. 2:35 to go. 51-42. Heston has to force turnovers to come back, and now they turn it over. Lambert's trying to go to Bartell. That's a huge turnover for Heston. Dane Johnson to Hunter Rooks. Going to watch out far sideline and trying to get it ahead. And a foul is called on, I think, Lombreras with a shove against Rooks. Forced him to lose his balance. It is on Lombreras. Well, Silver Lake turned it over, but they dodge a bullet as Heston comps it up right back. Heston with 7 turnovers, Silver Lake with 8. So here's Hunter Rooks to the foul line. He was 6-for-6 on the line against Holcomb on Tuesday in that 47-37 win. And he hits the first free throw. He has 3. Shoots 48% from downtown. He's been double figures 5 times this year. Next year, I think there's no doubt he's going to have to, offensively, he's going to have to score more next year with Dane graduating, as will everybody else coming back next year for Silver Lake. When you take away 24 points per game and hand it off to graduation, as Rooks makes both free throws. And it's 53-42 Silver Lake. 2:18 to go. Here's Unruh. Steps in, shoots, and it rolls off. Rebound Rooks. Rooks gives it to Dane Johnson. Kruger to his left. Dane dribbles it up and is fouled by Unruh, and that is it. Ty Unruh, what an effort by the senior. Yep, Ty Unruh. He has 2 state championship rings. A freshman and as a junior. And we'll not get a third, but I tell you what, Ty Unruh has been a heck of a player for Heston. 22 points tonight, 3 of 4 from the line, 3 threes. Gets a nice big embrace from his assistant coaches, head coach Garrett Roth. 53-42 Silver Lake, 2:09 to go in the boys' third place game. Free throw, good by Dane. Dane has 28 points. The only problem for Dane tonight, the foul line, 5 of 9. He's made a living there all year long. The senior, the all-time leading scorer, all-time leading rebounder at Silver Lake has 29. He's had 30 or more 4 times this year, 8 times in his career. Has now more than 100 points in the second time all-team leading scorer, Lon Kruger. As missing on the runner is Haug, rebounded by Bergman. He is fouled by Bartell. And Silver Lake with a 13-point lead, it appears, but they will take home third place for the second straight year here at state. Their 10th state tournament appearance. They finished 3rd in 82 in last year, 4th in 70 and 13, won it all in Class 3A in 1981. Their all-time state record, 10-10 coming into this game. Made the semi 6 times, 70, 81, 82, 13 last year and this year, as Bergman has been so good here in the postseason. He has stepped up his game. Mom said, be more aggressive. Well, he has been. And, Mom, why weren't you saying that from the very beginning of the year? I'm joking. Sometimes you just need a little bit of encouragement. Grady, senior, final games, and this is his final game along with the other 4 seniors. He misses the second free throw. Camden Kruger, the offensive rebound. 56-42, Silver Lake. Disappointing they lost to Collegiate yesterday, but they gave it all they could against the number 1 team in the state, who very well could win their 7th state championship tomorrow against Burlington. As Dane Johnson gives it underneath, Rooks wide open for a little icing on the cake. The Eagles up 16 in the third place game with 90 seconds to play. Rooks with 6, 58-42. Now 3 by Larson, who struggled to make that 3. Back the other way, Camden Kruger leans in, can't finish, but it's fouled by Lombreras. That's his 4th. Larson is a good outside shooter, but he had not been able to hit anything from beyond the arc until that one a moment ago. That is the 6th made 3 for Heston. As a free throw off the mark by Camden Kruger. Looks like Heston has 5 threes in this game. And Kruger misses both free throws. Bergman trying to get that offensive rebound. Couldn't this time. Bartell corrals at 58-45. Heston's got to start launching threes. Larson did a moment ago. He's guarded by Rooks. Silver Lake knows that they guard the 3 in the corner. This one up. That one off the mark. Missed by Deering. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake. Actually, they're going to say last touch by Heston. Silver Lake ball. What a season it's been for the Silver Lake boys. What a job Shannon Kruger has done as head coach. As Heston is waving the white flag, they bring in subs. Shannon Kruger, head coach, his first stint from 03 to 05, graduated Washburn in 02, Silver Lake Hall of Famer, Washburn, Ichabod Hall of Famer, second chance of being the head coach, and all he's done in his three seasons after Civil League, got four straight losing seasons, 14-8, 21-7, 14-8, 20-6 last year, third place in state, going to be 22-7 this year, third place in state. Here's Dane Johnson, 58-45, Grady Bergman out there. Ben Renfro, a senior, in for the first time for the Eagles. Ben has made five threes this year off the bench. Hunter Rux, a junior, out there with Kruger, a junior. Womack, a senior, on the bench right now. Miller, a senior, enjoying the final seconds. 38 seconds of play here in the fourth quarter. Boys, third place game. So 58, Heston 45. Eagles run on the clock. Renfro shoots a three and nails it from near corner for the senior here at State. What a way to cap it. And Coach Kruger calls a timeout so that he can clear the bench and he can take out his seniors. Oh, that is awesome for Ben Renfro. Out of the game goes Grady Bergman, Camden Kruger, Dane Johnson, Hunter Rooks, Van Vactor, Miles Fisher, Eisenbarth, Ray, and Renfro on the floor. Twenty-three seconds to go, 61-45, Silver Lake here in the third place game in the 2026 state tournament. Eli Roth misses the three, a senior. Grabbing against Devin Williams, another senior for Heston. He drives, flips it up, misses, rebounded Eisenbarth. 5 seconds to go. Eagles dribbling out the clock. Van Vactor across the timeline. And the Silver Lake Eagles take home third place in the state tournament for the second straight year as they knock off the Heston Swathers by a final score of 61-45 to end their season at 22-7. What a year for Silver Lake, and tell you, you beat a really good Heston team, bounced back after the disappointing loss to Collegiate yesterday, and Silver Lake wins it 61-45. Let's go ahead and give you the player of the game, sponsored by I Got Cards at Silver Lake, open 9 to 6 on Saturdays, 12 to 6 on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on first Saturday each month, 5 to 9, while you can eat pizza and a drink for just $10. Player of the game, my son Liam said, you know, Dane hasn't been player of the game at state yet. Well, guess what? He is now. Dane Johnson, his final game at Silver Lake, 29 points, 6 of 10 from the line, 3 three-pointers. And Dane ends his career with 1,741 points, 105 more than Long Kruger, all-time leading scorer in Silver Lake history, all-time leading rebounder. And you're going to have to run the camera over here. Liam, you can zoom in a little bit as we'll keep it here on the Silver Lake channel. Also on 96.9, the Pulse is Silver Lake getting their third place trophy and medals coming up here in just a moment. As we add up all the points here, Bergman finished with 4, Rooks ended up with 6, Krause with 6 points and 2 threes, 3 points for Renfro and a 3 there at the end, 6 points for Joel Miller, a 3, a big offensive rebound and stick back. Dane Johnson with 29. Womack had a bucket. 5 points for Camden Kruger. Heston's getting their medals. Let's go ahead and take a 1 minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll keep it here on the Silver Lake channel. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So that was our block of the game, brought to you by Skilled South Harbor Floor and Topeka. Grady Bergman with a block of a three-pointer and then scored on the other end. We gave you the Mammoth play of the game, Dane Johnson with his third three-pointer of the game. And Silver Lake now getting ready to get their medals here in just a moment. A big thank you to Stockard State Bank, serving our neighbors, friends for over a century. Stockard State Bank can assist you with financing your land, crops, livestock, or equipment. We'll go over the stats when we have a chance to take a break on the Silver Lake Channel. As Silver Lake, led by the player of the game, by Agar Card Silver Lake, that was Dane Johnson with 29. No other either Eagle scored in double figures, but certainly many people contributed, many players here today and throughout the season. So we've given you the player of the game, the mammoth play of the game, the block of the game. We still have to give you the next-gen cattle company, next-gen beef assist of the game. Camden Kruger getting his medal. Go ahead, Liam. Could you go ahead and zoom in a little bit and handle the camera for a moment, please? Mason Van Vactor getting his. Back out. Lane Ray getting his, Dane Johnson, Mason Van Vactor, Camden Crew, Drew Womack getting his medal. Now Hunter Rooks getting his, as you can see. Here's Henry Eisenbarth, 6'4 junior, getting his third place medal. Now Grady Bergman getting his. As Silver Lake ends the year at 22-7, third of the state term for the second straight year. Kaysen Krause, who had 6 points and two threes, he had 29 threes this year. Ben Renfro, how awesome was it for Ben to hit a three there at the end of the state game? Joel Miller, a senior, playing his final game as well. He had 6 points. Well, they skipped Miles Fisher. Miles Fisher's on the roster. The announcer skipped Miles. Miles, 6'1 junior. The students are saying, come on, give Miles his love, man. So Miles gets his medal. Coach Kruger Lampy announcer, no, hey, you skip Miles. Now Shannon Kruger, the head coach. Brock LaRue is going out to get a medal. Assistant coach Lauren Ziegler has been a part of state championship teams with the girls, the head coach, undefeated season. Great to have him on staff, on the boys. And, of course, Shannon Kruger, as I mentioned, has done a wonderful job with this team since he took over for the second time. Heston got their medals. Now they're being saluted by their student section out of view on the camera here on the Silver Lake Channel. And Silver Lake ends up getting third place. And now the third place trophy is being presented here. Dane Johnson steps out to accept the third place trophy. And not the trophy that Dane or the Eagles wanted initially, but man, what a year. Third place for the second straight year. A lot of teams would love to trade places and be where Silver Lake is, holding up a third place trophy. A lot of schools don't even get to state. I mean, when we talk about the Hiawatha boys, they haven't been to state in 52 years. Silver Lake, back-to-back years on the boys, back-to-back third place finishes. So you might be disappointed not to win at all, but only one team in each classification at the end of the year gets to hoist the championship hardware. And now Silver Lake posing for the pictures. I got to experience this as a parent and a broadcaster a couple years ago when my son, for Beloit, they took home third. Disappointed, didn't win at all, but bounced back, won the next day. I guess the team they played early in the year. That's what Silver Lake did. They avenged the loss they had earlier in the year to Heston. Lost by 16 the first time. They win by 16 today, 61-45. As Gaden Clellan out there taking pictures of the great job doing that for his student journalism video class. Appreciate him. Appreciate Haven Krentz running our camera. Parker Spielman throughout the year as well. Liam Gershner on our scoreboard and graphics. Great to see Silver Lake students involved, whether on the channel or in other capacities, as the Eagles now will go celebrate with their student section, as you can see here on the Silver Lake Channel. We're going to step aside, take a break here on 96.9 The Pulse, then we'll come back and wrap it up on the radio. We'll give you all the numbers, and we'll keep it here on the Silver Lake Channel, We'll go quiet for a little bit so we can add everything up. So back after this break on 96.9, the Pulse Silver Lake boys take home third. They beat Heston today 61-45. Back after this timeout on 96.9.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Silver Lake boys take home third. They finish year 22-7. Heston ends the year with back-to-back losses. They finish fourth at 25-4. Let's go through the numbers. Brought to you by Stock Grower State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century. Stock Grower State Bank can assist you in financing your land, crops, livestock, or equipment. And Silver Lake led tonight by Dane Johnson with 29. Heston jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Silver Lake came back 7-0 run at 7-4. Led 12-7, 15-14 at the end of one. Dane Johnson hit a bucket to beat the buzzer to close out the first half. Silver Lake led 25-24 at halftime. It was 27-26 when Dane Johnson took over. A three-point play. Three-point play, then back-to-back threes by Dane. A mini personal 9-0 run created by Dane Johnson. And Silver Lake led by 10, 36-26. They led by as many as 11 there in the third quarter, 39-28. Led 42-34 at the end of three, and eventually go on to win it by a final of 61-45. Now, I got cards player of the game, Dane Johnson, 29 points, 18 in the second half, 11 in the first half. Ends his career 1,741 points. All-time leading scorer, all-time leading rebounder. Silver Lake, 6 of 10 from the line. He hit three threes. Dane, three triples tonight, 26 threes on the season. What a career. Coach Kruger says that's the GOAT at Silver Lake, and who's to argue? Shannon was an amazing player himself. His uncle Lon was the all-time leading scorer. But when you leave and you graduate as the all-time leading scorer and all-time leading rebounder, how can you not be considered among the greats, if not the best basketball player that ever played at Silver Lake? That's saying something. Lon Kruger was an amazing player, amazing coach too. So Dane ends his career with 29-point performance, 33s, 6 of 10 from the line. No other Eagle in double figures, but contributions nonetheless. Camden Kruger, 5 points. 6 points for Hunter Rooks. 2 for Drew Womack. 4 for Grady Bergman. And many rebounds again. 6 points and 2 threes for Casey Krause. Ben Renfro, a late 3 for the senior in the fourth quarter. Joel Miller with 6 points, including a 3 and a key offensive rebound and stick back. Silver Lake, 16 of 26 in the line, hit 7 threes. Heston hit 6 threes tonight. And they were led by Ty Unruh with 22. Drew Bartell chipped in with 13. 2 for Daxon Buring. 1 point for Eli Howe. Gavin Larson held to 3 points on a 3-pointer. And 4 points for Kason Landis as Silver Lake wins it 61-45. Liam, let's go ahead and queue up the Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef assist of the game, if you would. Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, saddle up for the Next Gen Spring Flint Hills Classic, April 16th and 17th. 300 head of Angus Charlet and Beefmaster Bulls built to work and make money. Live music, food trucks, Flint Hills Hospitality, Next Gen Improvement where it counts. And our assist of the game came back early in the contest, Rooks to Kruger. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. A huge thank you to Captain Kurt Kilman running things back in the studios in Hiawatha. As once again, that was our assist of the game brought to you by Next Gen Cattle Company and Next Gen Beef. Big thank you to our title sponsor, Schwartz Investment Partners Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises as Silver Lake gets the win here tonight, 61 to 45. Big thanks to our gold sponsors, Stock Road State Bank, Memphis Sports Construction, I Got Cards, Silver Lake Next Gen Cattle, Coming Next Gen Beef, Skilled South Harbor Plains, Pika, Silver sponsors, Barry Construction, Roasted by Brian, Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance. Huge shout out to the great people of the Silver Lake Booster Club helping us promote this channel from the very beginning and continuing to do so all the way through state. They've been great to work with. Silver Lake Animal Health Center, huge thank you to them as well as a bronze sponsor along with CarStar in Topeka. We will say good day for now on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake boys take on third, 61-45. For those of you watching on the Silver Lake channel, we're going to take a one-minute break, and then we will come back and let you know what's in store for the rest of the day and give you the full Stock Row Estate Bank statistics. Once again, we'll be back with you at about 3:30, pregame a little bit ahead of that, 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake girls taking on Holcomb in the state semis. Silver Lake boys get it done. They take home third. They knock off Heston 61-45.